I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about, don't you remember? Take a look at this passage of scripture in Mark chapter 8, where Jesus has just multiplied the fish and the loaves, feeding the thousands of people, feeding the multitudes. And then right after that, the disciples get in the boat, and they're arguing with each other. They're complaining that they only brought two loaves of bread. And Jesus just stops. He looks at them. He said, don't you remember when I broke the loaves for the people? I broke the fish for the people. How many people did we feed? And how many basketfuls did we have left over? He said, don't you remember? Don't you remember? Don't you understand? He's trying to get us to this place where we just understand that he's with us, that he's for us, that nothing is impossible with him. And Jesus tells us, as often as you take communion, remember me. Don't you remember? Communion is this opportunity to stir up that remembrance that God is with us, that God is for us, that nothing's impossible with him. No matter what impossible looking situation you're in, don't you remember? Do you not understand? Don't you remember? You got God with you. Might be financial pressure. Might not have enough food, might be relationship issues, might be a health problem. Communion gives us this opportunity to remember the Lord your God, that he is with you, that he's for you. The Old Testament, another verse comes to mind. Remember the Lord your God. He's the one that gives you the power to get wealth. Remember him. Stir this into your mind and imagination. So, full disclosure here. It's kind of funny, actually. Yesterday, we talked about the importance of both consistency and variety and asking for God's help to help us get consistency and variety implemented into our life the way that God meant it to be, the way he designed it to function. We talked about the importance of being highly consistent on the things that really matter, while at the same time embracing variety. And sometimes variety just happens because just life, not every day is not the same. And so it's kind of a funny thing. We talked about how variety is often the thing that breaks you through to new levels. And yesterday, God began to show me this message. And I was actually excited to record this message. But all day long, stuff kept coming up, and I couldn't get the opportunity to record. My wife was actually on a bunch of meetings, actually where I typically record, and I just couldn't get it recorded. And it ultimately led to me being kind of pressed for time to get this message out today. So we're going to do something a little different. We're going to embrace that variety today. We're going to do a shorter version today. We're going to jump right to the point here today. Normally we go through a little bit longer process with our daily prayer and our other half of prayer. We're going to jump right to it today. A little something different. We're going to believe in God. This is going to break us through to a new level. Now, since I couldn't record, I actually took communion just on my own personally last night before I went to bed. And I was thinking about this. Don't you remember? And I was just meditating on this passage of scripture. Just don't you remember? Don't you remember? And it was such a blessing to me to just stir up, use communion as this opportunity to stir up. Wait a minute. I've got God with me. I've got God with me. It was a busy, kind of pressed day yesterday. And at the end of the day, I could feel my mind kind of moving into places where it wasn't supposed to be. And this communion that we're about to do just helped me to turn it right back around. It was such a blessing to me. Let's get into this here. Mark chapter 8, verses 18 through 21. After he's multiplied the loaves and the disciples are complaining amongst one another, we don't have enough bread. Jesus says, don't you remember? When I broke the five loaves for the 5,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? 12, they replied. And when I broke the seven loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? They answered 7. He said to them, do you still not understand? Do you still not understand? We talk a lot about the importance of understanding. And what is it we're supposed to understand? Colossians 1:6 says, the gospel bears fruit in your lives ever since the day you understood God's grace. Understanding that God's with you. He's for you. Nothing's impossible for him. He's trying to work continually for your good. He is continually working for your good. So my encouragement for you today, whatever challenges or struggles you're facing, Just remember. Don't you remember? You've got God with you. You've got God with you today. And that makes all the difference. So we're going to take communion over this. Just as a time of gratitude. So Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for you. To have you in our lives. And we just thank you for this opportunity to stir it into our remembrance, to remember you, that you are with us, that you are for us. The cup of your wrath was poured onto the body of Jesus so we can have the cup of your blessing. We just thank you, Lord, that you are with us. And the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it." Then he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. And he's here to help you today. Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. Let's stir this into our remembrance today. Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. So today's workout advice, stirring into your remembrance. Let's start recording your journey. Let's start recording your journey in your workouts. So this could be some before and after pictures. This could be writing down, recording your workouts and tracking them over time. On the consistent communion workouts that we have, if you want to get access to our daily communion workouts, you can get onto our email list at the Abundant Life Training Center on the Abundant Life Blueprint page there. But recording your journey, I like to do it every time because we're doing a consistent workout. Every time I move to a new level, I like to record it. When the Israelites were on their journey to the Promised Land, they recorded every time they went to a new level or a new stage, they made a note of it. Remembering your journey, because as you begin to record your journey, both with God in life and in your workout journey, I think recording your journey is one of the biggest things that leads to greatness. And it gives you this opportunity to look back and to remember all those obstacles that God brought you through. Gives you this opportunity to look back and build that encouragement. Wait a minute, God helped me overcome that. Then he helped me overcome that. Then he helped me overcome that. And he just keeps moving me forward. So start recording your journey. At a base level, maybe some before and after pictures. Start writing down and recording your workouts. On a higher level, every time you move to a new level in a workout, maybe get a quick video of you doing that lift or doing that exercise at that new level. And you can track that progression over time on video is very powerful as well. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.